Weiter in Chess. We are above a comment of Mem Bays, picking it up on the top of the page, five lines down, first word on the line. We were darshening the words of Bala Shornaki, and we're continuing on with this idea. Tanya Dach, Bala Shornaki, what does it mean? Rabbi Yosei Gliliomer, Naki Midamei Vlados. Rashi says, we're talking about a case that if Nagach Esa Isha, Vyotzi Ladeam, if the short damages a woman and she's pregnant and the babies die, it doesn't have to pay for it. Amar Rabbi Akiva says, Harehu Omer ki yinatsu anashim. We know the halacha is that it says if men are fighting and they hit this woman, that she's a miscarriage, he's going to be punished. Anashim velo shvarim. So the pasuk says men are going to be chayef, but not shvarim. So we don't need to, the drush of Bala Shornaki, because it's straight up in the pasuk that it's only, only if a man does it, not of a shore. Shop, you're coming, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is takasing a good kasha. I'm a Rav Ula, Barid Rav Idi, Itzrech. Really, you need the drasha. Sakata de Kamina, Anoshim, Veloshvarim, Ha Domim, La Anoshim. That you would say that men are going to be chayiv to pay, but not ox that are similar to men. Maybe only certain particular types of animals are going to be putter, and that is Sakatat Khamina Anoshim Velo Shvarim Hadomim Lanoshim, and not a shore that is similar to a man. That thing is going to be putter. That Ma Anoshim Uadim Av Shvarim Uadim, just like men, you know, Adam Muadli Olam, so to an ox that is Muad is not going to be chayev. Ha tam mi chayev. That's what it's coming to exclude. That it's anoshim velo shvarim adom lanoshim. Ha tam chayev. But if it would be a tam, then a taka would be chayev to pay. Kas rachmana baal shornaki the pater. Therefore, come say that it's going to be pater. Says Gemara, what? Amar Rava yatsiva ba'ara v'giyora b'shmei shemaya. Moshe Rashi brings down that Yatsiva is talking about Ezrachi, meaning to say that Ezrach is a citizen. So what? Yatsiva ba'ara, the citizen is on the ground, v'giyora, and the one is a ger, means someone is visiting who's not part of it. They're not part of a country. B'shmei Shemaya, they're in the high heavens, which is a funny thing that you find that sometimes someone who's not part of a particular country has more rights than the person even part of the country. That doesn't even make any sense. Well, we know that what? That the Torah is going to be more chumer with a muad than it would with a tam. So if the Torah is going to potter up a muad for paying, then of course you're not going to think you don't need a... You would not need to potter up a tam. If the muad's no good, not going to be included, then therefore tam is also not going to be included. Ela Amar Rava. Rava says, Itzrich still reveals it clearly. Let's say as follows: Salka da'ita chamina anoshim velo shvarim hadomim la anoshim. Like anoshim are going to be chayiv to pay, but not shvarim that are domim to it. Ma anoshim muadim av shvarim muadim. Just like men, we know Adam is muad li olam. Adam is muad li olam. Just like men are muad, and so too ox. If you have ox to the owner, the Torah is going to make you putter. Are muad v'kal v'chomer. Litamin de Ptire. So both of them are going to be putter. Hadar Kasav Echmana Balashornaki, therefore comes to the rent of Balashornaki, the Tam putter, Umur Chayev. To tell that really only a Tam is going to be putter, but a Muad is going to be Chayev. Amrle Abai says, now hold on one second. Hold on, folks. Amrle Abai Elameata Gabi Boshas Nami Nemahachi. Let's play that through. Let's make it through and through. You want to go and say that it's the same thing by Boshes as well? And that is that what? That just like it says, Bala Shornaki is coming to teach us that what's the Torah telling us? It's going to patter only a tam from paying for the Dmei Vlados. So too, so also it should teach that a tam is patter from paying Boshes. Because we should say, Anoshim velo shvarim hadomen la'anoshim. Ma'anoshim mu'adim, just like the Anoshim was talking about, mu'adim, they're the ones you're going to have to pay. Av shvarim mu'adim, the one that are going to be potter from paying, the boshes are a shor mu'ad. V'kavachom el'tam de p'tiri, if it's going to be potter for a shor mu'ad to pay, then clearly shor tam is going to be potter also. Hadakos rachmana bala shor naki, tam potter mu'ad chayv. Therefore, it's coming to tell you that really, only the tam is going to be putter, but the muad is going to be chayev. That's what you want, a taina? If you want to say, yeah, maybe that's true. A muad is actually going to have to pay for boshes. Can't be. Is Ihachi listening Balashornaki? If that's true, let it say Balashornaki of Yossi Aglili, Pater mi deme vlados umi boshes. Right? It should have said that he's Pater from his end. Now, the Rabbi Aglili doesn't say, must be that he doesn't darshan out in order to say that. That it's only by a tam, meaning both a tam and a mood are going to be part of having to pay that. Ella Abaye v'Rav Damri Tevayo, they explain, Anoshim, when it says Anoshim, it means Ein Ason Be'isha Ye'onshu. If there's no Ason, of the death of this woman who they hit, then Ye'onshu, they should be punished. Now they get punished, they're going to have to go and pay for the fetus that they ended up getting rid of, though. But yesh asam isha loyanshu, if there is an asin of the woman they hit ends up dying, then loyanshu, they don't have to get, they don't have to be punished by cash money, but rather when it's up to them, they actually end up getting killed. Velo shvarim, but in reference to shvarim, to ox, to oxen, this would not be the case. The afagav the yeshal son, even if there is an son, ye anshu, you get punished. You have to pay cash money. Hadar kaz rachmana balashor naki. That's why it comes to tell you de pater that you're gonna be pater from paying for the cash for this this children, the fetus ends up getting killed if it causes the baby to die. Comes in the frex a cash of Rabbi Avia. He says, hold on a second. Otu ba ason talya milsa. What do you think? This is dependent on ason, on something that's just whether the person dies or doesn't die, if like it just happens that way. Bekavona talya milsa. The fact that you want to say they're going to be putter from having to pay money for the vlados, the dmei vlados, it depends on the death. It depends on the fact whether there was intent or not. If there was intent to go and kill the person then he killed, then he's going to be putter from having to pay the money. So therefore, the pasuk is not coming to be mashma that people are going to be pater from a chiyav if the woman is killed, and therefore, when it says the men, it can't be talking about anoshim. You can't understand it to obligate the owner of the ox to have to pay in such a circumstance. So, hello, Amar Avada Bar Ava, he comes and he says, anoshim. It says anoshim in the pasuk, kineskavnu. When it comes to anashim, men, if they intended to go and kill one another, then even if there's a death of the woman, this pregnant woman, they still have to pay money. But if they intended to kill the woman herself, they're not going to be punished for the cash if she's killed. Because then we have Kimle de Rabbeinu. Right, you killed a person with intention and you injured as well, so you only pay for the, you only have to deal with the fact that you have to be killed. Velo shvarim da afilu skavnu leisha atzma ye'onshu. But this is not so when it comes to the axes, for even if they had intention to go ahead and kill the woman, they're going to be punished for cash for the, for the kids. Because Rachmana, therefore, Balashar Naki, the Ptirei, the Pasuk comes to tell you, no, the Balashar is Naki, saying that we do not have to pay for the Dmei Vlados. And this is actually backed up, Chink Yasser of Chagai, Midaroma, Asa V'aisi Masnisa Bidei, Kavasidu of Adar Avi, brought in Braisa, which goes and supports that of Rav Adar Bar Ava. Now, we're not done with darshaning the concept of Balashar Naki, Tanya Dach, another way, so we just did a little sikum over there. We explained Balashar Naki, we also say Glee, we're saying Naki, we demay vlados. And then we have a whole back and forth until finally we get to the bottom, and now a new one, Tanya Dach. Balashar Naki, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Naki, me demay eved. He says he's going to be, the Balashar is going to be putter from paying a slave. We know that the Torah tells us, the Holy Torah says, if to pay 30 shekel, if the Sharmuad goes and kills a slave. So it's saying that we learn out from a Baal Sharnaki that here you wouldn't pay such a thing. Beep, turn the page. Amebez, amebez. Frek the Gemara, v'neimer Rabbi Akiva l'nafshe. Rashi explains what this means is, like he asked against Rabbi Eliezer earlier, meaning to say what? He should ask his own Akash on himself. You don't even need to darshan that. Isn't it true that the payment of the slave would have been made from the body of the ox itself? And because the ox is a tam, and we know that they take it from tam as migufo, And really over here, we know that it has no value. Why? Because it's getting killed for the fact that it killed the slave. And then it becomes usur b'hana'ah. So even without this drasha, obviously, he's not going to have to pay. Because he could just say, havir lebezin v'shayim lach. Go ahead, bring it to bezin and let them pay you. It's usur b'hana'ah anyway. Amr of Shmuel bar Yitzchak, he comes and the answer is no. We're dealing with the case because shekadim b'ayla v'shchato, before they actually did the din, he got up and he shechted. Rashi says, kodim shenigmar dino itzrich le kral miftar. And in such a case, you need a pasuk to be pattering the fact that he has to pay for such a thing. You would have thought, maybe you would think that the Baal should have to, the owner of the ox have to go pay. He should be able to get paid. Let the owner of the slave be paid from the thing itself. Kamash Milan, therefore, comes to teach you. Holu Bakatalu, since this ox really is considered like a dead type of thing, it should have been killed because it killed the slaves. Afagav the Shachte, Lo Shalimne, even though it got shechted, you don't go and pay from it. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's really true, that according to Bikiva, this is the case we're talking about over here, Balashonaki, then. Why did he have a problem with the Rabbi Eliezer was darshaning earlier? Rabbi Eliezer nami kishakadim shachto. Why can't we also just say it's a case where he went ahead and he saw what was going to happen and therefore he quickly shechted it before there was the din, in which case the chatzi kofer shtickle could have been collected from the goof of the actual shore. Says Amal chinami. Really, that is the case. Rabbi Kiva knew that Rabbi Eliezer could have said that. Vesavar Dilma Isli Time Achrina David Mehai. He just wanted to see. He thought that maybe Rabbi Eliezer had another reason for this drasha, which was even better than this, of a Nemele, and then he would go and tell it to him. In fact, the Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer, Nami Lishnan Le Shekada Meshachtu. Rabbi Eliezer also, he should say to Rabbi Kiva, it's where they he knew it was going to happen, so he shechted it. Instead of saying that's talking about a case in which the ox killed a person unintentionally, which is what we saw on the Mem Aleph. Hamalacha, he'll say to you that no, it can't be because Hasam who did a skavin laargus a behema vargus adam. Only there, in the case of Eliezer is going to say, is when the ox wanted to go and kill an animal instead of kill the person. The shor la bar katalahu, the ox in such a case is not considered a bar katala, like it's dead. The sakatat the chamina nechayev. That in such a case, I would think that the owner is going to be chayev chatzi kofer. And therefore, you need a pasuk to mayit. But we hear when the ox killed intentionally a person, and therefore is already considered bar katala, and therefore is not going to have to pay chatzi kofer. A pasuk is not needed to pater this from a chatzi kofer, even though he shechted it before it became aser. In fact, the Gemara, Ula Rabbi Akiva Nami. According to Rabbi Kiva also, Vade Achiava, right? Obviously, this is also the case. It's obvious that the owner of the shore is not chayv to pay the 30 shekel for the killing the slave, because it came out afterwards that the goof of the shore was mutter to get enough from. Elo, Amar Avasi comes in and explains, Hay milsa mi pigavra rabba shmioli. That which we need, Rabbi Kiva's drasha. Hi, Milsa, mi pigavra rabba shmioli. I heard this from the mouth of a great man. Umanu, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Salka daita chamina. Even though the ox is going to be killed for killing the slave, the Torah still tells us that you're going to be putter from paying the 30 shekel. Why? Because I would have thought, hol va'am Rabbi Akiva, af tam shechava ba'adda, mishalim b'moser, nezik shalim. We learned this earlier in Daf Lamed Gimel. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that a tam, regular short tam, that's chava ba'adda, he pays a, from the extra stuff, he pays nezik shalim, like it's a muad, mishalim nami d'me evin me'aliyah, you would have thought that the d'me evin also would pay from the liyah, from your other property, just like the case of a muad, because Rachman Balashar Naki comes, he's going to be Naki to tell you that the owner of a tam is going to be pater. Now, really, is that true? You would have thought such a thing you'd pay from the Aliyah? Amalei Rav Zeir L'Ravasi, V'ha Tavrei Rabbi Akiva L'Gezize. Little translation, he broke his fist. That is that he made weaker the koach of his din.
The Tanya, we're linked in a brayso. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yachal Yishalman Aliyah. We would have thought that you're going to pay from the Aliyah. Even a Tam goes and damages a person, isn't that Mazik a person that you're going to pay from your property? Tam Lomer Kamishpat Hazeh Yeaseh Lo. Therefore, the pasuk comes to tell us that according to this judgment, it shall be done. Migufo Mishalim Ve'em Mishalim and Aliyah. That, what does that mean? That means that you pay only miguf and not from the aliyah. So Rabbi Akiva himself is saying that if you have a tam that goes on to a person, then it's always going to come migufo, and therefore it can't be taken from Rashi says, Dashmin and Behedya de'in mishtalim ele migufo vakati ikal amemar havyeu lebezdin. Right, bring it to bezdin. Says the Gemara, well, el amar Rava itzrech. Rava says the pasuk is needed. According to Rabbi Akiva, why? I would have thought, maybe we would say that sins were more machmir when it comes to a slave that's killed by a muad than a regular person who's killed by a muad. Because by a person who's a ben chorin, if he's worth a sella, then he has to give a sella for the kofir. Shloshim knows from Shloshim 30 and 30. The Eved Yafis Sela knows from Shloshim, but an Eved's worth a Sela, he gets 30. Mishtalim Nami, the May Eved Min Aliyah. Then, therefore, we would say that if a Tam kills an Eved, that we should be more Machmir and say that he has to play from the Aliyah, from the top stuff. Even though it's Shechted, it's fine. Because Rachmana, therefore, the Pasuk tells you, Bal Hashor Naki, the guy is clean. To come tell you that the guy actually doesn't have to pay this. And now we have a brisa that supports that. Tanya Kavis Adrava, Balashar Naki, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Naki Midame Evid, Valo Dinu, Hol Vechiev Be Evid, Vechiev Be Ben Chorin, Ma, Shekishiev Be Ben Chorin, Chilakhtabo Bein Tam Lamud, you made the distinction, Af Kishiev Be Evid, Nechalik Bein Tam Lamud, Vold Kal Vechomer, right? And therefore you'd be Mechayev a payment only if it's a Mud, Vold Kal Vechomer, and also you could say Kal Vechomer, Ma Ben Chorin, Shadosin Kol Shavyo, if by a regular person, Ben Chorin, that the owner of the ox is to give this dead person all of the entire value of kofir, you made a distinction between tam and muad, then ever chainonos in el shloshim only give 30, no matter what his value was. You make a distinction. And for the Gemara, lo, I wouldn't say this. Because we know we're more machmir when it comes to an eved than a ben chorin. So ben chorin dofa sela nosin sela, shloshim nosim shloshim. The eved dofa sela nosin shloshim, yachol yehei chayev. So you would think that you're going to say that the owner of the tam is going to be chayev to pay if his ox kills a slave. Tam and lomer balashar naki, naki midme eved. It's naki, it's clean. It's clean from the deve eved. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.